Welcome, everybody, back to another One Great Work Warrior Roundtable. And this one is going to be special, and this one is going to be great because we are coming right off the heels of the amazing Funnel 4 conference, Humanity Rising. And it was a great one. It was a great 2 days. And I have to say a couple of things. The one thing I love about the Funnel conference is seeing the progress that the presenters make over the years. The quality of their presentations are getting so incredibly good. The quality of their information, it's just so great to see. And the other thing that I've always really admired about Funnel is it gives new presenters a chance to go and do a presentation, even if they've never done one. And I was in that boat just a couple years ago, and the Funnel conference gives you a chance to go there and try it. And that is an incredible thing. It is so inspiring to me to see these Funnel conferences, and it's just a great thing to see. So please make sure you go and check those out. You're not going to want to miss them. There were so many great presenters, and there was music, incredible art. There was so much that was going on for this conference, and it was just incredible to see. And wow. So please go check that out, guys. And this is going to be a great recap show. So it's amazing. And I just wanted to say, there's a lot of people in the background that make the Funnel conference work. We have so many people that are behind the scenes, getting things ready, making sure it all runs great. You have Will Keller, you have Leslie Powers. We have a couple of the warriors right in the room here that actually were helping behind the scenes. We had Derek, and of course we had Jim, and they were behind the scenes. And then what was so special about this one is the first year, Chris, that you actually took the reins and actually ran this conference. And I just remember a couple years ago you saying that one day you would hope that you could actually do that, is actually be in charge of the Funnel and host it and get it all up and running. And you did that this year, brother. That is so cool. I'm so proud of you. You did an amazing job. Why don't you talk about that a little? Because that is a huge accomplishment.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, I mean, it kind of amazes me that something didn't go wrong because I felt like for a while, like I was tech cursed or something. It just seemed like there was always some ridiculous thing that would go wrong when I would get under pressure. It would be like the sound, or for a while I did some hosting for Autonomy, shadow hosting. And it seemed like almost every time I tried to do it, some weird thing would go wrong that you would never expect. Like one time, a cup fell over and hit the unmute button when, you know, you wouldn't expect it, and caused some, you know, it was just, but no, it went pretty smooth. And, I was really proud of that. I guess practicing doing the End Evil podcast every week really helped. And actually that kind of goes along with one of my slides in my presentation about, you know, honing your skills and becoming, gaining mastery on anything requires doing something over and over and over and over until you know it like the back of your hand. And my self-defense teacher calls that honing. Hone it till you own it. And so I would say that, you know, all these conversations we do, practice, 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 right? All the interviews, you know, I've been in. And then when it comes time to speak publicly, or have a conversation with someone, it's like, oh, all this stuff's pretty fresh. The rhetoric has already been refined. So I think, like you're saying, I see that too, the progress of everybody involved. And it was fun looking back, because I was making some little videos, looking back at Funnel 1, 2, and 3. And, you know, a lot of mistakes I made, I see in those, and sound issues, and it's neat to see the progression and how everybody's come along. And Leslie, I was so proud of hers this time. Just she knocked out of the park from my point of view, and did something very creative that I haven't really seen anybody do quite like what she did with the sound all the way through it. It made a whole nother texture, which really amazed me. And yeah, I mean, there's so much I want to talk about, but I've talked a lot already, so I'm kind of really curious to hear the Warriors, how you guys, what stuck out for you guys, like some moments that really stuck out for you memorably wise. Why don't I hand it to Jim? Thanks so much, Jim, by the way, for helping out. And like, Jim really became our marketing and website guy, you know, redoing the website. And putting a lot of his own money and time into just trying to get the word out. I really appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. It was great to be a part of that behind the scenes. And I still don't understand, like, all those things. Like, you had lists on – we had the Discord channel where you guys would organize everything. And I don't – you know, you know what you were doing with those lists, but I don't. But so it was impressive to see, like, you know, you guys' organization skills and what all that you had to do behind the scenes to you know, you're always adding stuff and, like, you know, maybe it would make more sense to me the more I you know, got involved. But it's really, really cool, impressive. But, it was very smooth, right? It was great. All your guys' presentations, I watched them all. I didn't see everyone's yet, but of you guys, so amazing. Like, Chris is, like, you put so much thought into that, right? And you cramped so much into 1 hour. It was, like, really amazing, like, with the whole thing with the tools. And, like, it's like, how did you come up with that? You know? Like, that was pretty amazing, man. And Brandon, I think everyone, like the whole world, or every American citizen needs to see that Yuri Bezmenov video. Like, it just needs to play, like, every day, you know, to fucking wake people up, you know. And, like, you and Chris Nelson are both just like those solid, just fucking, just, you know,
home run hitters.
Just tell it straight, like, just can, like, if you want to point anyone towards, you know, understanding morality, send them to Brandon and Chris Nelson, you know, like, you know. And Derek brought that fire that he always brings, and there was, like, a cool air to that video. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like the background noise or whatever, there was that air there for you, and you just kept, like, popping in and out all over the place, which is a cool effect.
So, did you notice that spot where he was on the bridge? I was getting so nervous.
Yeah, I was waiting. when he was by the cliff too, because one knows he fell off the cliff.
Yeah,
I was like, he's not going to put that in, is he? But yeah, man. I mean, it was really cool. Thank you for including me. I like those other guys. Dustin Plattner, I never heard of him before. And I know, just what comes to mind is, like, if I ever wanted to tell people, you know, that government is mind control, I would send them right to that Nate Capp video. I thought he did such a great job at breaking that down for people. I mean, there's so much that I can say, but I think Brandon Martin was the highlight. That was the most badass, just, you know, declaration that, you know, I think everyone felt that. That was very powerful. So, yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That's a piece of art right on the wall that looks so similar to the one that your wife
submitted. It probably is.
What's that?
The red stripe with the... Anyway, yeah, we had Kripp Rick's wife, JKC Art, had some cool art we showed in the conference. And
that was all right.
Yeah, she's responsible for all the art behind me, actually. This is nice. I'm surrounded by it.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah,
she's really incredible. Like, the artistic influence in the conference, and not only with the artists and the music, but, like, a lot of the presentations, people mentioned in different ways the importance of bringing creativity into what we do to reach people, because the right brain is how people take in information, you know? And so that's pretty crucial.
That's what I was thinking too. Like, I love the creativity of it. And as we were saying it, and I said at the beginning, and you did too, Chris, is that you see, you go back and look at the first funnels, the you know, like every funnel, and you see the growth and you see the creativity. And I love that people do it in their own unique way. Everybody has their own unique way of presenting, the way they like to do things. And I think that's what makes it special. I really do. It's amazing to see the growth of people. And that inspires me so much when I see people doing that and striving and getting better. It's just so positive. I love it.
Sounds like you're inspired by
it. Built off each other too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing Leslie and I kept commenting on. It seemed like they one would counterpoint another one. And then I saw someone say that in the chat too, one of the other presenters. It's like, there's something I wanted to say that I knew I wasn't going to get to in my presentation, but oh, this other person said that right on.
Yeah. You know? It's like everything was covered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's hard to get all that information in an hour. That's the impressive part too, is that, you know, you want to do so much. I think most people's presentations are probably ended up like two and a half hours. And then you're like, oh no, like I got to trim an hour off. So incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Brandon? I'd love to get your thoughts like on your presentation and what you thought of funnel. Like, let's give us your thoughts.
Well, the major highlight that I recognize, and I don't know if this was synchronistic, but the first presenter on Saturday was Chris Nelson. Of course, you know, you have this strong, you know, theological individual. Then on Sunday, you had Jackie Krasner, and I was looking forward to her presentation on Sunday because I saw some of her first presentation on the tarot card, and she brought a lot of artwork and creativity. Mm-hmm. So I was looking forward to see, you know, what she had brought to the table. So you had a strong feminine opening Sunday, and then you had, you know, Chris Strong, you know, strong theological male opening Saturday. So just the whole balance and, you know, that integration of the strong masculine and strong feminine, and they both brought like kind of all hitter, you know, presentation, as far as, you know, you could give someone either presentation, and, you know, it's a lot of you know, good valuable information in that 1 hour. So yeah, they both, you know, like got down to the basics and a simple great presentation, and just very good clarity as far as, you know, as far as opening both days off. And as far as my presentation, you know, like I've always said, presentations are something that I think, you know, each individual should try at least one time, because you can make it complex, you can make it very easy, you can go like into detail, you can go and just do pretty much however you want. It's very time consuming because, you know, you can make things from scratch or you can just find stuff online, but it's very something that's a creative artwork and it's very artistic. And, you know, trying to cram all that stuff in 1 hour is extremely hard, but it's something that I encourage everyone to try to do. But yeah, this one was fun. It was a task. Still so much that I wanted to say, but, I think the overall message was pretty much still the same as far as what we were all trying to say is, you know, as far as trying to inspire other people to take up this torch and, you know, like be the bearers of this light, and, you know, and maybe it'll be them who is presenting at, you know, like the next online, you know, conference, because it's really about what are you doing, you know, with this knowledge, and you just can't sit on it. You just can't hold it. Like, you actually have to, put it back out in the form of art to try to inspire. And, you know, hell, like Chris and Rick and, you know, all of y'all said earlier, you know, it wasn't just presentations. It was talks. It's music. You know, it's art. It's dance. You know, so there's a lot of ways that you can get out there and inspire others. And that's what the, you know, like the overall message was. And that was one thing that I really noticed.
That's right. You brought up Jackie Krasner's presentation. That one really stuck out for me. I rewatched it. yesterday morning, and I was like, you know, it was roundtable one where we were trying to talk about, well, how do you talk, reach people and this type of thing. And then here she just says, well, here's how you do it, you know?
Yep.
And
I like that one too.
That book she was talking about, I really like. And the way she put it all together, it's very impressive. And then another one that really stuck out for me was Conrad's about, I kind of made this connection in my mind about, you know, the word. When we speak into the world, into the universe, like, that is how we create reality to an extent, you know, that's part of that process. And there is a lot of magic in vocalizing sound. And what we're doing with this conference and all these people all singing in our own way, this word of truth. And that's pretty powerful. And it's still kind of brewing in my brain, but, you know, the different people saying a similar thing in a different way opened up a new realm for me of thought that now will later probably become another something I'll present on later. Like you were saying, Rick, with this presentation for me, this is something I've been working on for probably a year, year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I've had like three different spiritual mathematics folders on my computer. And I've already done like a presentation that I decided I didn't like that much. And then, so this was like a whole new iteration of the thought process that's gone into it, you know, and a lot of it roots back to conversations and situations where I saw other people getting stuck on certain things or misunderstandings that I think are common that are difficult to bridge the gap in conversation. And I try to find a way to do that, you know, try to way, like I said, make a bridge from one place to another. Tell a story in a way you're telling a story. Yeah. What are you thinking? Jerry, does anything stick out for you from the conference that you liked or didn't like?
Well, I liked all of it really. When I saw that Diesel Automatic, Joe Murray were on the list, I thought, oh, my, like, if they're going to perform or have new music, like, that's going to be great and all. But still, just playing their music was, I feel, kind of honoring their music in a sense, putting it out there for folks to listen to. It just jives with the whole conference. And it's still, for people that haven't heard it, it's still, it's all natural law content, in my opinion. Well, most of it. And Joe Murray's new music is really good. Just how it pumps you up. It's good to have those, that music, because first of all, Leslie and Conrad talked about music. I know that was a theme in there. And then you having that after an hour presentation, an hour long presentation, it's good to kind of give yourself a break, right? So you're getting all this knowledge, and then you activate the right brain with the music in a sense. But I got to give it up to Conrad, because he's saying that the new music are the podcasts. And I just thought, it just hit me today. I'm just like, wow, listening to the conference, I'm thinking, man, he has a point. Because honestly, there's some times where I'd rather just listen to truth rather than music, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
At least
music to your ears.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah. Overall, I thought it was great. I'll get into it some more. I mean, Chris Nelson, I thought that was the best pick to have as the opener. Because he just goes in debt with the whole morality, the objective morality. And so having that strong foundation is a key. And then your presentation, Chris. First of all, I just want to say quickly that Chris Nelson's presentation was easy to digest. So it was almost a quick snack. So I was ready for the next presentation. I'm like, all right, let's keep this. Like, it was very easy. And yeah, your presentation, Chris. I was astounded. First of all, the imagery. You have a talent, brother. And you really impressed me by your presentation style. Just, you seem, I want to say, academic in a way that very, you knew what you were talking about. So I just got to give you a dap for that. It really impressed me when you started talking about the hammer, because you said you used it to drive a point. And no, I just have to rewatch that section with the tools, because you dropped some knowledge there. So, no, overall, 10 out of 10.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I mean, using those tools every day, you can't help but thinking about them.
I can imagine, yeah. It did. I like what Jerry said, too, that it kind of built, the presentations built on each other. And I wanted to ask you, Chris, was there a lot of thought in who went the order? Like, that must, I can't even imagine you trying to put that in order.
Yeah,
to try to make it follow.
We were all racking our brains and kind of going back and forth, but it's very much like, yeah, questions like that. Like, okay, what would be a good start to the conference? What would be a good segue after that to this? Well, we know this one's going to, you know, and it all, man, it worked out better than I could have imagined. I mean, we did it kind of quick all together in a group. I guess I kind of called the shot somewhat. Because I had all the files.
And last minute changes too, right?
But then there were a couple, people that had said, I want to be on Sunday. We had two people like that. So that's sort of forced the issue somewhat. And then we wanted to balance the male-female voices somewhat. But yeah, it was very conscious decisions, but also kind of the flow of the natural, what made sense, you know?
For sure. Yeah, a lot of thought goes in. I just want people to realize how much thought goes into all of this, right down to the artwork. And
yeah, man, we worked on that symbol for a long time, actually. Yep. I've been working on that for a couple months.
Even the name of the conference, I remember us all sitting there struggling to figure out.
Oh, yeah, you were in on those conversations.
Yeah. It was like, wow, like it's incredible the amount that goes on behind the scenes. And what are your thoughts, Derek? I'd love to hear what your thoughts on the whole conference and some highlights. What are you thinking?
Oh, yeah. And to stem off of what Chris was talking about, like, good, like 5-10 minutes ago, something like that, of just, Jay, what are you talking about? Of just more folks getting on to these things and tuning in, and, you know, kind of like we have people speaking from different angles, walks of life, and all this stuff, but we're all converging, right? Kind of like the
converging
theme of the Funnel 2 conference and all this stuff. And we're funneling in our knowledge towards, you know, the concept of freedom under natural law, specifically in this case, you know, inspiring care to action. And yeah, the whole activating upon your heart-based intelligence was something that, you know, was my premise of kind of my topic of, you know, an activated or authentic individual, AI, that's an acronym, as opposed to the artificial, you know, version and stuff. And I loved how Jackie had a bunch of slides that I wish I could have, should have made for mine. But it was a really cool contrast in that respects and all that stuff. But I kind of mentioned this whole, you know, aligning to natural law, thinking of this sound song frequency vibration, if you will, and just us coming together and expanding that bandwidth, right? So that's what I kind of, it was one of those just really sweet moment takeaways of just the whole thing, marinating on it a couple of days afterwards and feeling just overall good about it, even though there's still so much work to be done. You know, it's just like, yeah, we came together, everyone put in a great effort and contribution to these things, and a good amount of people tuned in, yet, you know, we have to put that forth, you know, put that knowledge in with that motivated emotion, or, you know, energy in motion, into positive action in this world, right? And within our daily lives, aligned to natural law type of thing. So, Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about. And yeah, it's restless days leading up to the whole thing. And yeah, like learning about presenting even months before and just kind of jotting down notes and marinating on it and waiting for some kind of creative fire to be lit for me to really get the pen to paper type of thing and yeah, create slides, whatever. It was last minute. And then yeah, in my presentation, I hit too many tower moments and it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy because I put the tower card on my thumbnail of presentation. And yeah, like I had myself fucked up, my knee fucked up, I fell, you know, there was fire. Lost electricity, water, and all that stuff, and wasn't able to access my main computer that I had a folder of some really cool slides that I couldn't find after the fact, like a week and a half later. I just, yeah, but nonetheless, there's so many lessons to be learned. And yeah, Rick and Chris, you're talking about, you know, tracing back, you know, looking at the progress from years past and this and that. And like, I have some great learning experiences on this one. And what's interesting is that Funnel 3, I had some tower moments as well. Like I got like physically fucked up as well. And kind of like limping to the finish lines, trying to make the deadline and all this stuff. It's like, wow, what the hell? It's not supposed to be this hard, right? So it's, I don't know, like sometimes I feel like there's that, you know, we talk about tech gremlins and stuff and like whatever kind of interference going on when we're trying to do the great work and make some great works that could, you know, really inspire and inform other people. Yes, I don't know. There's just like interesting adversity at hand sometimes. And everyone's got to deal with it, whether it just be simple things, just like time and, you know, trying to juggle when you have the free time and energy to, you know, make your presentation and get it all in at the deadline and all these things. So yeah, I applaud everyone from anywhere that, you know, their circumstances, you know, whatever time and energy, whatever they compromised to make this all happen. So that's just part of the magic and just being in the moment. Yeah, it was just, couldn't believe it. It was kind of surreal, like being there. And yeah, it was kind of last minute. I just was expecting to pair the live stream and like, yeah, Chris is like, hey, you're coming on, right? And I was like, oh, I am? Like,
now you're hosting.
Yeah, like, I definitely appreciate that and honor Chris's choice. Quite flattering, to be honest. But yeah, feeling good about that. Well, feeling comfortable in the moment because, you know, doing Dissolving the Divide. And Chris, like you mentioned, you know, you're doing the live stream once a week for how many years now type of thing. So we're getting in so many reps and practice and refining the craft, right? So yeah, this is kind of what the One Great Work Warriors is like about, just, you know, coming together, collaborating, complimenting, and elevating.
So your presentation was so fresh, Derek. I really love the realness, the tower moments. It made it like get real for people, you know, like this guy's telling it like it is. I'm telling it like it is on the beach. I'm telling it like it is in front of you, you know, like you said, that authentic individual thing. And it's something I feel like I've started trying to do more with when I'm in public or on the phone with whatever. It's just be like, be human, people. Be human.
Yeah, that's right. You
know, we can't fall for this, like turning into robot crap. And I just don't tolerate it. Just don't let it be you. Don't let it be around you. Just start to repel it, you know? Yeah, yours was fun. I appreciated that. It was cool. Very creative.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, just to mention something real quick is that I had notes written down and this and that. And when I took my camera out, like when I had no electricity here, I had to go outside to record some stuff. And it wasn't like last minute, but still, like, I just had so many ideas fresh in the mind. And so it's just, here it is, folks, you know.
Sounds was fun too, because there were like soundscapes wherever you were at, like the birds, right? Or, you know, it was new.
Yeah.
it was almost like you were unconscious, not purposely doing it, but making another point that nature soundtrack is already here, you know, kind of like the point that was made in Leslie and Conrad and, you know.
Yeah, for us. Yeah, it was good, Rick.
Nature soundtrack. That's awesome. That's really cool. I enjoy, you know, you guys are going to know the music ones are the ones that I resonated with. And the one I still got many I got to watch. I've just, as I don't know, not many people know, but my life kind of got turned upside down. So I'm catching up. And the ones I have seen are incredible so far. You guys did amazing. You really did. And proud of you all and all the presenters for just putting the time in and the effort and really putting, like, really bringing their game and stepping the whole thing up and really making it a great conference. And I, of course, I checked out Leslie's. It's about music. Me and Derek were talking kind of before recording the power of music. And because I'm learning music and learning an instrument, I'm really always been inspired by music. It's always been really important. It's kind of my center in life, but learning an instrument is really showed me the power of music and how powerful it can be. I was saying to Derek that, you know, you hear a song and it can transport you back to that moment in time. It doesn't matter how many years ago it happened, and it's so vivid, and that's so powerful to me with music, that it's just something that is, it just amazes me, and it's hard to put my finger on it to explain it. But I think we've all had those moments where you just hear a song come up and it just, you're right back in that moment, and I'm awed by the power of that. So as soon as I find out people are doing a presentation on music, that's where I'm going to gravitate towards. And I thought Leslie did an amazing job, and Conrad and everyone talking about it. And I love it. You know, the new music is podcasting. I love it. I think there's so much truth to that. So I'm excited for the next funnel. I'm really excited to see what new speakers we get. And I'm hoping that we can incorporate even more music and art and maybe dance. I think there's, as you guys were mentioning, there's so many different ways to do the great work. It doesn't always have to be a presentation or a podcast. You can express it in many different ways through music, art, dance. And I'm hoping that in the next funnel, it's something every year we can bring more to the table, as more artists and more dancers and stuff like that. And just people doing it in their own creative way. I always tell people that we all have a unique gift, whether you want to believe it or not, you got a gift doing something. And there is a way you can transmute that into something powerful and unique that is your own and that you can bring to the people and teach and let them see. And so I'm looking forward to next year. I really am. And I might try another presentation. I did one, I think, in Funnel 2. And I think I might, or do some music or something. But the fire is there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I just really, my hat's off to everybody that presented and put this all together. It's a lot of work. It's a labor of love, and it shows. So that's what I want to say.
Start a band.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, speaking of fire was online. What's that?
I've seen bands play like online from all over the world, like however they do it.
Yeah, through a Zoom call, basically.
Well, if you're all in the same room, if you're all in different rooms, the sound doesn't sync up. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, speaking of fire, Brandon Spencer's presentation was like, you know, lit up with fire the whole time with all his cool graphics and
that's right,
red flaming brightness everywhere and cool graphics the whole way through, just really pounding home the, you know, one of the most important points, like moral relativism is the disease. It is the problem.
Absolutely. You know,
it is the, and so he really just kind of broke that down and shot us with the truth hardcore, you know, and in a very plain and I don't know how people, it's just like, if people could actually watch this whole, one of these whole presentations, like Brandon's, it's like, oh, you know, but I mean, we've got a lot of people watching, but it's like, I hope they pass it to other people and figure out how to explain it to others, you know, because
we need the right people watching, you know, like the people who are involved in government, you know, like order followers, you know, like all all of the status and not the same people, you know, who've been watching from, you know, her funnel two and funnel three and funnel one, because people should be watching our stuff as far as entertainment. You know, like we're actually trying to inspire and to, you know, to truly educate. So hopefully there are some people who, you know, like who wasn't familiar with these terms and familiar with his work, you know, so you know, that may be something for them to dive into. But yeah, you know, something happened to me last week and I want to share it because, you know, we talk about taking personal responsibility and trying to, and trying to do the right thing. And I was on this big construction site and we was installing glass, and the person who caulks, you know, like after we installed the frame, he was doing his job first. So the glass had been set and I had to go in and like run the rubber between the glass, and my hands kind of like hit like the fucking caulk that he just did helped put down. And it was wet, and you can see like my big ass fucking fingerprints in them, and like, oh man, that's gonna ruin the fucking caulk. And I felt bad, you know. So like the next day, I went and told the dude, you know, I'm like, hey man, you know, I ruined your caulk. If you have to redo it, like I'm willing to pay you like however much, you know, I forget what cost. You know, like I tried to do the right thing. And his reply was just like this: don't worry about it. We'll just blame it on somebody else. He was like, we'll blame it on the sheetrockers. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense because the caulk is already dry and the sheetrock, like the sheetrock guys ain't coming in for 2 weeks after the fact. But yeah, like he was like, you know, we'll just put the responsibility on somebody else. And like, that's the whole moral relativistic shit that, you know, like we have to deal with, because it's like you try to rectify and correct a situation and, you know, like do the right thing, but then someone else who buys into more relativism just was like, well, you know, we'll just blame it on someone else. It's like, oh gosh. It's like, I would rather you just spend the time and just like redid the shit, and I would have paid you, you know, however much, well, you know, how they charge per foot for caulking, you know, like in glass. But yeah, that's just some of the shit that we have to fucking deal with the whole moral relativism, you know, society. But yeah, that was my one story that I wanted to share. Cause I was just like, oh gosh.
Hey Jim, did you want to share anything about your struggles and triumphs with making your first presentation? Cause honestly, I was really impressed with your presentation. It didn't seem like that was your first one, and I just, yeah, major respects for what you did, brother. Like a lot of folks were feeling that too, who watched it up in the chat room and just in general. Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Straight up.
Well, thanks. That's the first time I did like a presentation where I was like in a little bubble in the corner. So, but as far as working with slides and making slides and that, I've been practicing and making other kinds of videos recently. Yeah, I was kind of building up to this presentation. So I got like on my website those videos building up to it, and I appreciate it. But yeah, it was stressful, like to get it all. Like I was supposed to just be a half hour, but it was like 38 minutes. But I couldn't figure out how to get it, because I don't know. The idea was, you know, for it to be an appeal to that audience of the in the permaculture world, right? To kind of, you know, thinking that they are kind of halfway there, and maybe a few people, you know, if they really care, if they're looking like to permaculture to like save the world, well, you know, I want them to know, like I was there. I was exactly like that. I was the one who thought doing the outside work was the answer, you know. And honestly, because I'm so stubborn and thick-headed, it really didn't. It took me until about last year, and Brandon really set me straight about it. Like, I didn't have it all, you know. Even up until last year, I still was holding on to permaculture can still save us. So that really helped build up to, you know, all that. This interaction, like, you know, when I was out there doing all the permaculture stuff, like when I started in 2017, like doing the outside work, when I built up the courage to do anything, that's when I started to realize the consciousness was against me. You know, the people were yelling at me, and like the media came and the government shut me down, tried to shut me down, the town, right? So, yeah, I went through all that. And so, yeah, that, and then that was a few years later, then I discovered, you know, Mark Passio and natural law. I was like, that's, it's like, this is like, it's the consciousness that's the problem, you know. It's, and I had that, I had learned that from trying to go out and do that outside work. But so, yeah, I keep getting more solid in that. But yeah, that's the idea, to hopefully appeal to the permaculture world. So I'm going to keep making videos. The next video I was going to make is about Wetiko, which Brandon brought up in his video. And I started working on it last night, and I already pulled I didn't see all of Jackie Krasner's video, which I really want to watch. But and I was so impressed. I didn't realize, like, she quit her job and she pulled the Jerry, right? I didn't realize.
Yeah, you know, the military,
like,
right?
Fuck this, I can't do this anymore. Like, she, like, you know, that's real.
Her favorite band was Tool, too. That blew me away.
What's that?
Her favorite band was Tool.
Yeah,
that's bad. I don't think I'd have come to Wake if it wasn't for Tool. She's like, have you read the lyrics?
Yeah, Tool's great.
That guy is deep. I like, yeah, I already pulled that quote from her presentation from Carl Jung. Because nice. It speaks to that Wetiko. So I already was like, I have to have that for my Wetiko video I'm going to make.
How your presentation did have that cliffhanger aspect to it. Like, it told the story that you just did. Like, it kind of tells you some of the history and, you know, like that Bill Mollison guy. Like, I don't even know. I listened to a lot of permaculture stuff before, but you were the first one that kind of like really told the history of it. You know, like, you kind of did the trivium of setting the grammar of, okay, here's what we're talking about, right? Permaculture. And you drove people in, and then right when you got them there and you gave all the information, you kicked them in the ass with the truth. But yeah, that's not going to work if we're not sharing principles. And then you just started laying it down. And I saw in the chat people reacting to that too. They were like, oh yeah, here it comes. You know, like, because you almost didn't get the feeling in the beginning, oh, it's going to be a permaculture presentation. But then you kind of came... You came with the cliffhanger.
That's like a good point, Chris. Yeah, that was really cool.
Really nice job.
Yeah,
and I think people like Derek says, people reacted well from what I could see.
That's cool. I wanted people to know that permaculture has that anti-authoritarian like sentiment, like from the beginning. But their way of going about it is a little backwards, right? Well, but you know what? Like, when they came about in the 1970s, like, I think it's still very noble what they did, of course. And I mean, but nowadays, when we can all connect and educate people on the consciousness, we can now not be like putting that cart before the horse. And like, I've said in other videos, I didn't like say it in this video, I'm never ever discouraging people to go out and learn permaculture and do everything and build as many carts as you can, right? But
yeah, feed people,
understand, like, build the carts, but you got to have that horse first to carry them. So,
but also that deep care that the earth is a living, breathing entity. You know, and you made that point in there too, and that's not often recognized in the modern world. Even people that are like trying to be conscious, like, oh, we should take better care of the earth, but it's like, no, what about a relationship with a living thing that we're part of, you know? And then I thought it was cool too, like Will's symbiosis really tied in, especially your presentation, I felt like, especially with his background and his nature kind of based theme that helped yours and his kind of create this special bridge to you? Yeah.
Yeah. I got to watch that. I didn't get to see all that either, but he was getting that symbiosis and the, even like the Wetiko, I think, with the parasitic and vampiric nature.
Well, and growing, you know, how we take care of our children and how we take care of everything, you know, it's like care, like you talk about care for truth, you know,
the seeds, you know, and like watch out for those seeds. The larva of loathing or whatever he said, like that was man, that was spot on what he said about that.
There were some great moments. Like I remember somebody said, like it was really impactful to me, is that, you know, do you care enough to plant a seed or plant a tree that you're never going to feel the shade from? And like, and I just I think about that. I always think about that. Like it's some, that just one. That one thought, you know what I mean? Like, do you care enough to do that, to do something that you may never see the results for in your lifetime, but that's care. Like I don't know. It's so powerful to me when I hear
care for truth itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jake was pretty amazing too. Like I hadn't really heard of Jake Jackson's work, you know, and here he's been out for a long time. And I think maybe years ago I saw his Freedom Project thing somewhere bouncing around, but I was kind of really neat to meet with him Monday night too and play his part two and see all his really thought out progression of a whole plan. He's trying to give people like, here, just do this. You know, it's neat to see that there are so, you know, some really dedicated individuals out there, you know, because I know we've all felt alone many times. And the conference is a good way to show us that you're not alone, you know. Yeah, there might not be as many of us as we would hope. And, you know, the numbers aren't as big as we would hope. But we got some numbers here, and we got some really freaking quality people.
Yeah.
And a small, like Jackie Kresna pointed out, a very small group of really dedicated, passionate people is what changed the world over and over and over every time. That's exactly what it was.
That's so true.
Brought about big changes and made things sticky and started movements, you know?
That's what I try to tell people, Chris. Like, even when I talk to people, because I think we've all heard, well, I'm one person. What can I do?
What did Paul Revere do, right?
Exactly. You know, I mean, I'm like, usually these big movement, like these big changes happen with one or two people. It's not, you know, and then that's how the ball gets rolling. So can one person make a difference? Absolutely. One person can change the whole course.
Well, that's why we need more voices, you know.
That's right, Brandon. Yeah.
You know, it was a lot of first-time presenters, and that's a good thing. Is we can use more voices to help, you know, spread this message, because the more of us that's screaming from these rooftops, you know, screaming from the microphone, then the higher probability that we're going to be able to counter the lie. And that's why we need more people who are out here doing this kind of work. Even if it's from behind the scenes, we need more people contributing. Hopefully my phone's not coming through. Well, yeah, we need more people who are contributing to, you know, help spread this message. Because, hell, without that, then, you know, hell, we're done for. And that's right. Why we need more people banding together, you know, trying to put on, you know, have more conferences and just trying to meet and put this artwork out. And that's why we need more stuff like this, because, yeah, those smaller people, you know, who we may not be familiar with can get their work out and, you know, can... you know, and who knows, you know, what they can bring, you know, to the table, because there are more people who are out there talking about these topics. It's just, we may not have heard from them. So now, that gives them a opportunity to get their work out and for us to learn, you know, hell about them.
For sure.
Yeah. Got to give a lot of respects to Chris. You know, like, today's Tuesday. You know, he's been doing live streams and recordings around the clock nonstop since, you know, 5 days ago. Thursday, when he does his, you know, End Evil live podcast and stuff, and just, you know, prepping for this whole conference and stuff. So big ups, so much respect, Chris. You know, such an immense amount of work you've had to put in for all this stuff, and seeing you, and I'm kind of like having like that happy, energetic hangover from the conference on Monday, and you're just like at it. I see, you know, all right, we got, you know, working behind the scenes of all this stuff, you know, to make sure the website's updated, and, you know, dealing with the Telegram chat and just like getting the word out, and, you know, making sure people are informed about the updates and making sure that the updates are all organized and, you know, coordinated and stuff. And yeah, of course, you know, Will Keller has been on your side with, you know, getting things uploaded and stuff. So, but yeah, it's just, it's one hell of a thing that you've been through and experienced. And yeah, it's just to commend your incredible efforts, Chris, just straight up. And yeah, putting in a fabulous effort on your own presentation, getting that in well on time, so it's calculated, using your spiritual mathematics to make sure that, you know, the conference is well up to speed in a time of need and all that stuff, man. So yeah, props.
Yeah, and then I always had these cool little videos I could play and incorporate with things fading together and shaking and going on fire, thanks to Derek, all these neat little clips you made. And then, Jim, I see you already updated the website. I put a little message on the Discord today, like, oh, man, it'd be cool if the Tap Link had something. And then, boom, Derek already had it done. And then I'm like, you know what else would be cool? Jim, could you take a look at this? And doop, he already did it. So I'll do a screen share and show people the website, because as of today, we have the replays up. And so let's see, I'll make it full screen. I guess that's as full as it's going to go. But if you see up top here in the little tab, there's a button that says replays. And there's day one up top if you wanted to watch it in its entirety. And day two, the whole thing. And then we have just day one roundtable by itself, just day two roundtable, and then each individual speaker. So, you know, if you want to see Brandon Martin's Declaration of Liberation and Abolition, you just click there and boom, you're on it like that. So it didn't show when I clicked it. It didn't show you going over there, but yeah, I wanted to show you guys that. And
that's a cool feature, man. Hell yeah.
Jim, for your help with the website, I really appreciate it, man.
No problem.
So yeah, people too, we got a tap link, a newsletter that, try to keep juices flowing and updates in the future. You know, obviously there's going to be a Funnel 5. We can't stop now.
That's right.
Slavery hasn't ended, so it has to be a Funnel 5. So join the newsletter if you want to like stay connected. You could get on the Telegram chat, and there's a donation slot. Jim got that put on there. So, yeah. And then each person's website can be linked through the website or through the tap link, which is freaking awesome. And it has everybody's link on the tap link and the website, and it's all organized there too. So,
yeah, you want to flash that screen share I have of all the presenters real quick?
Yeah. Yeah. We're do you have it brought up already?
It's still hanging out in the background, but okay, if not, no worries, not to distract from that.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, there it is. It's all the presenter cards that Will made. Will made those art. Pretty awesome.
Proper shit.
Yeah, and when you go to the replay section, you know, just quick click on one tile and it'll take you to that person's individual high quality video.
Just so y'all know, y'all five, if y'all ever have to, if y'all ever do any intro for me, I want it to be this big head, you know, motherfucker. That's the only intro that I ever want used for me. Is the motherfucker with a big ass head. So y'all know.
You have to put that in writing.
I guess I fucked up then, huh?
Yeah, because I'm like, Derek and Chris know that I don't want fluff. So, like, I figured, like, they would just go, you know, like, straight to it.
Derek, I did tell, if you ask Derek, I did tell him in the chat. I was like, dude, keep it short. Brandon doesn't like fluff.
Yeah, didn't
I hear Derek and Chris were like, did write
don't
that.
Want no fluff. Yeah.
Yeah, I did
Derek did his
up,
best. Yeah. He did his best, but it's all good. He does bleed at the mouth a little bit sometimes in a good way.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry, real quick, before we end, yeah, I definitely wanted to hear what else you wanted to say. We haven't heard from you in a minute, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, Brandon's presentation was fantastic. I think what I got out from it was, I mean, the whole topic was the lack of conscience. And I think that's the answer, dude. Really, it's like we need to have that true conscience to be able to make change in the world. And I wish I could speak more to that, but it is absolutely profound. And I ask the listener to please contemplate on that for a little bit. Because once you really understand that, you know that is the answer. And Brandon, you made a presentation on that, dude. I just got to give you the props for that. Now, yeah, you already touched on the moral relativism. Huge. Just keep hammering on that until people get it. But, yeah, I mean, I'll just kind of go back to, you know, the funnel. I remember, what's his name? Joey Phipps, I want to say his name is. Very interesting presentation. And I was just in trance. I was just paying attention to what he was saying. And then he had the music video, right? So, no, that was absolutely fantastic. I got to go check that out again. That was my first time listening of him. I was very, very astounded with his content. And I mean, I think you guys said it. It just keeps getting better and better. You guys are getting more creative. And as a viewer, as a listener, man, that was better than anything else I could have asked for. So, and you guys heard talking about Funnel 5. I mean, this is the momentum. Like, you guys are actually riding the momentum and creating change. So that's really inspiring right there. I think that's something that I want to do. It's maybe create a presentation or something. Be creative. Will Keller's presentation, I know someone talked about, I think it might have been Jackie, how the levels of waking up. And essentially, when you can get to that level of, all right, I've learned from my mentor, but now I'm going to make it my own. That is what I saw Will do in his presentation. Just symbiosis rhythm. I forget the title of it, but it was, I mean, there's unlimited flavors of natural law. And just to see him, the AI, authentic individual, just expressing that, wow, it really shines through. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, Rick is thinking about doing a presentation. I'll do one. I have some topics in mind. I mean, because I know Leslie talked about, you know, just be creative, right? So there's some things, you know, I might want to talk about, but maybe now's not the best time. Let me just think. I was highly impressed with that Jake Jackson guy, because coming from the military background,
this guy's in good shape too. Like, his picture, we showed him like at 36 and then 52, he looks like, yeah, more, like,
damn.
Like, damn, bro.
Yep.
Guys doing
exercise.
57, I think.
Oh, was it? Yeah, but
yeah.
Guys in good shape, man.
No, man. I mean,
yo, Gary said momentum. Yeah, I feel that. Like, I don't want it to end, right? I feel like it's got to, like, another one's got to be next week, you know?
Chris is going, oh, no, it doesn't.
No, it should, man. And actually, it doesn't need to be us. Anybody could start working on,
right.
It doesn't have to be a full on conference. Like, let's do something. Like, I've thought about, and, you know, if anybody likes this idea, please say something in the comments. And, subscribe, by the way, too. We're supposed to remind people to subscribe and share the stuff. But, like, what do you guys think about having a workshop on a Saturday where I get together some people that have done a lot of presentations and we show how we make a presentation and, like, teach it in, like, workshop style? That's one thing I've been thinking about doing.
I would love that, yeah. Chris.
Oh, yeah.
That way maybe we can get more people doing this work and anyone can do this stuff. It's just time and energy and practice, you know. I'd love to see a Jerry presentation and a Rick number two. That sounds good.
Yeah.
We have to have a One Great Work Warriors presentation, one from each of us. That would be something really neat we could.
Yeah,
that'd be good doing. Practice, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have our own little mini conference.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about how, yeah, like some – a lot of us have been kind of, a one-man army, if you will. It's like a one-man show with whatever we're doing on the side and this and that. And, yeah, many hands make light work and all this stuff. Yet we shouldn't be falling into dependency of, like, oh, well, I want to do this one thing, but I'm going to put it off and wait for some kind of conference or something like that. We have to act on it, you know, in the moment more and more and more. Like, that's the inspiration to action. If folks are really tapping into that generative principle of care, right? And that's like a daily basis, a daily operation type of thing. It doesn't have to be in a presentational form. You have, you know, text written out and this and that. It's like, yeah, we're interacting with people on a daily basis, to whatever degree, whether in person or online or whatever. So how we present ourselves and our alignment to natural law and truth is gonna can make certain effects for the positive or the negative or nothing really. So yeah, we can work our magic in that way as well. And yeah, I'm just riffing off of being inspired to, you know, play on these types of concepts and shit like that. But yeah.
Have you guys seen that? What's that actor, that guy who played in the Transformers movies? I think it is. And he's kind of going like,
oh, God.
You want to do something? Do it. You want to make a presentation? Do it. You know? Do it. Get on it.
Yeah, we should definitely do a Warriors like mini conference. That'd be dope for sure, though.
An idea.
That'd be cool.
Well, why don't we close it up with, you know, we did this for the end of the other one, a favorite book or movie or piece of media you'd like to recommend to people. I'm going to start with, there's a series and they had it on Netflix. I don't know if it's still there, but it's all done with puppetry and it is The Dark Crystal. Like, if, especially if you saw the original movie when I was a kid, The Dark Crystal, they redid it. And they did a whole series that starts way before The Dark Crystal. And this is the most allegorical and metaphorical thing that applies to natural law in so many ways. I would recommend watching that whole series. To me, it was like heart wrenching. I got it, and they're like these puppets, but I got to know them and I was like, oh, man, it's so real.
Wait, the series is called The Dark Crystal? You're talking about the movie or the series?
They made a series to follow up the movie, and it's much more recent, but they did it just like the original. Really good.
Yeah.
And it's like telling the whole story leading up to the movie.
You remember Fraggle Rock, though?
Oh, dude.
I remember Fraggle Rock.
Down in Fraggle Rock.
After another day. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe I remember that. See, the power of music.
There you go, right?
Wow. Oh my God.
All right. Books and movie, right?
just one piece of media, yeah, something.
Well, I'll go. Possibly my favorite TV show, the Kung Fu
Carradine.
TV show.
Huh? With Carradine?
Yeah, yeah. It's got a lot of philosophical, you know, good words of wisdom, good gems of wisdom in that show, and a lot of allegory and symbology, you know. So hopefully you can find it online. You can definitely find it on the dark web. But
it wasn't like at the end he was always like walking down the road and telling like the moral of the story or something.
Yeah. There was always a philosophical theme, you know, in there, you know, held about natural law or, you know, held about something else. So
good one.
Jeez, I'm trying. I think for me, Chris, it'd have to be the what your podcast is named after. Because when I was out of town, I read the book again. Chris sent me the book, the end evil book, and I read it again. And then I actually passed it along to my brother to read because it's such a great book, and it's not a big read, but it really breaks things down. So I ended up reading it, like I said, just when I was out of town and passing it on. And I think it's mandatory that people read that book. So
yeah,
you can get audiobook is on YouTube.
You need a copy. I got a copy of the books, and you get some End Evil stickers.
Yeah, those are cool.
So hit me up and we'll work it out.
Yep.
Right now I'm just doing it one person at a time, but I'm going to set it up a button on my website eventually.
Yeah, I just think that's what I recommend. It's so good, and it's a must. I think it's a must read.
Jeremy Locke, The End of All Evil.
Absolutely. That's my recommendation.
You know I'm gonna like that, but Jim, you're not allowed to say Ishmael.
I was waiting for Jim to say that.
As far as books, nothing's really. But what's coming to mind is JFK, the movie. But was it Oliver Stone? But
right, that's a good.
I think that was like 17 when that movie came out. And that was like the beginning for me of like, you know, getting into like adult, the adult world of like, and saying, oh, like, yeah, this is, you know, we're being lied to, and the whole, probably the birth of me becoming a, you know, conspiracy theorist or whatever. But, you know, it had an influence on me, you know. I've always been interested in that. You know, and would watch any documentary about JFK, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but
what was the name of the lawyer in that again? Because I've watched documentaries on him, and it's fascinating his career. The lawyer that I can't remember, but I'm sure people in the chat will be telling everyone
what. I can't think of his name right now.
I can't either, but if you look on, like, check out some documentaries on his whole life story, it's really fascinating as well.
Yeah. And then Jones Plantation is just a good one to mention. It's on Amazon.
Ooh, yeah. Watch it
for $4, rent it.
Is that classic 2023 movie?
Oh, you're talking about Jim Garrison?
Jim Garrison, yeah.
There you go. Thank you, Chris.
Kevin Costner played him.
Yeah. Jones.
Oh, okay. It's a great movie. It's like 3 hours. It's
Lock
like
and Rose version. Many
characters in it.
Yeah, people, check out the Jones JonesPlantation.com, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, not to promote Amazon, but it's on there.
It's on there.
Yeah, no, but screw Amazon. Go to therosechannel.com. Does he even have a link there? Yeah, he does. Watch the film. Larkin Rose's channel is called therosechannel.com. So, yeah.
I think there's even jonesplantation.com.
Yeah, I know, because I bought the movie on there. I'm not finding it right now, but
the media I will recommend, and before I mention that, I just got to say, like, I wept for days after finishing and even, like, during doing my presentation, because I feel into these things so much. I pour into these things so much, and introspect a little too much possibly. And thinking about this whole AI timeline, just it racks your brain. It can almost make you go insane and all this stuff. And like, yeah, it's really unfortunate, but because I have a lot of stuff in mind, thinking about the whole historicity and a cosmic sense of these things, and how some of these timelines have been played out in a really good movie that I'm going to recommend as my offering to your question, Chris, is something that wasn't all that great, or hit a ton of tomatoes that were rotten on that Rotten Tomato critic page, whatever. Jupiter Ascending. There, and if people are going to look at this movie, don't look at it for the entertainment, movie go-to quality value. Look at it from the symbolic, allegorical analogy standpoints, because they get into Draco reptilians and grays and the whole hierarchical aspects of this. And one of the head antagonists' name is fucking Abraxas, for fuck's sake. And it goes beyond what the Gnostics have spoken about Abraxas. Check out Black Earth Productions for that. But there's like a hierarchy of, off-world and in-world AI or negative aliens and stuff. And these off-world contracts, soul contracts, reincarnations, life extension technology. I'm reading a interesting meme I saw on Facebook, and I was like, that's interesting. They got it down quite a bit. I'm reiterating some stuff on there, but yeah, like talk about interdimensional travel and like what I was trying to allude to more and wish I spent more time on in my presentation in regards to just like this, the life force energy harvesting of us to these archons and all this stuff. And we talk about anarchy and what the word archon comes from and all this stuff. And like, well, what about the head honcho archons that all these presenters have been alluding to? But who's getting to the fucking crux of who the fuck they actually fucking are, right? So yeah, it gets into so much stuff. So yeah, I'm gonna end it off that, not to end on a sour note, but holy shit, that movie revealed a fuck ton. And would you know that it was directed by the Wachowskis? I pronounced it Wachowskis because they kind of bit the style off of Tom Althaus with his book The Immortals, which was the original screenplay storyline to the Matrix movie series. But yeah, anyways.
Jerry.
Yeah, just love Derek's fire, man. Sometimes gotta go back, listen to what you said. But yeah, man. So wanted to quickly say before I answer these questions that I kind of commented on each and all of your presentations. I mean, Derek, the whole AI stuff, man, real genuine. Really enjoyed it. Original. And Jim's, I think I want to be an extended version, but not really, because you're working on this Watego one. So you did a really good job, man. That's what I wanted to say. All right, now as far as the one book I'm thinking of is The Most Dangerous Superstition, because when I answered the question if I had about a minute to tell someone what the most important thing is, I said abolish the government. So I'm kind of tying this answer with that, because I just think that people need to understand the dangers of the superstition. So I think that's a book I have to go revisit, re-listen to, reread it, all that stuff. And yeah, as far as I don't know, TV series or something, this is a really tricky one for me. I'm on the spot, but I will say that this one piece of media I recently watched, The Minds of Men, man, that is a mind bender. Really sad stuff in there, but it's eye-opening, so I'll leave it with that.
Ooh, is that from TruthStream Media?
TruthStream Media, yes.
Oh, yeah. They do some great work. For sure. Yeah, check them out for sure, folks. All right. Well, I think that's probably a good spot to call it a night. Maybe I'll put on a song as we end this recording.
And you got plenty on deck, brother. Yeah.
Rock that track on our way out.
Much love, y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, everyone.
Yeah, great chat.